Today at Quiet March 12th, well, we begin today with finishing up our CD on drug-free Kauai. It is our gift to our beautiful county of Kauai. We want to make the county of Kauai a drug-free zone. If you'd like to have a copy, we will be happy to see that you get a copy. Make an inquiry by writing to me in the little box that says Questions for Guru Deva. It's about 70 minutes long, and I think you will enjoy it. We've been talking a lot about the home and what to do about television in the home has come up. Well, of course, a family watching television together is a togetherness, providing it is a choice that everyone enjoys. They can laugh together, talk about it afterwards. But there should be an afterwards and a before. Television shouldn't consume all of the time. Before the TV is turned on, the family sits together, talks about the day, praises each other, decides what they're going to watch, make a mutual agreement among everyone, sit down comfortably, enjoy, and then afterwards, take a half an hour, discuss what had been seen, explain to the children. Let them partake of your wisdom if you're a dad or if you're a mom. Never send the kids off to bed while the mom and dad's continuing watching with another program and another program and another program. This is a very cold way to run a family because, why? Cold because no communication with humans take place. So treat the television like you would going to a movie. Whole family gets in a car as they used to do, a big event, and go to the movie house and buy a ticket and go in and buy some popcorn and some soda, have a wonderful time and come home and enjoy one another's company. Is that good advice or is that good advice? I think it's very, very good advice. Thank you for asking more questions about how to improve family life within the home. There is another way. It's called Monday evening at home. Monday home evening is practiced by many religions, including the Hindus. It's a home where there is no television. It's a home on one day a week, on a Monday, which in our case is Shiva's day. The family gets together, they have a wonderful meal, they play games together, they appreciate one another's good qualities. They don't solve any problems on that day, they love each other. And everybody has a voice, from the little kid to the oldest. A family togetherness, one day a week, everyone will look forward to having mom and dad at home. Now, I know for many it's not a very popular subject of having mom in the home because after the Second World War in the United States, moms left the home and never went back because they were needed in airplane factories and shipyards because the men were all off to war. But before the Second World War and before the First World War, mom was at home. Delinquency. That was not a word in anyone's vocabulary. If a teenager made some mischief, the family was held responsible by the community. Things were pretty regulated in those days, but all went crazy when mom left home. Never went back. But we have two good advices. street television, like you would going to the movies, and gather the family together on Monday evening. Now, that doesn't mean it's Tuesday if you miss Monday. That doesn't mean it's Wednesday if you miss Tuesday. It's always Monday. The whole life has to adjust around that job and everything. So, I'll be seeing you in our familiar place. We'll have Darshan together tomorrow.